Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The multifaceted threats posed by Iran and its terrorist proxies are among the most pressing challenges we face to international peace and security. U.S. Ambassador at Large and Coordinator for Counterterrorism Elizabeth Richards said in congressional testimony.
For decades, Iran's own Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, Quds Force, has engaged in assassination attempts, terrorist plots, and other violence targeting U.S. personnel and interests.
In the past few years, said Ambassador Richard, these threats have grown, even to include a disrupted plot targeting a former U.S. national security advisor.
Iran also continues to support a range of terrorist groups who pose a threat to the U.S. homeland and to U.S. personnel and facilities in the Middle East and beyond. Hamas's terrorist attack on Israel on October 7th was a sobering reminder of the enduring threat of terrorism enabled by Iran. Hamas would not have been able to carry out its horrific attack without Iran's longtime assistance, funding, and training.
Ambassador Richards said to counter Iran's threats, the United States focuses on four key factors.
First, we counter Iran by strengthening our network of partnerships and alliances so that we all present a united front against Iran's aggressive actions. Particularly over this past several years, we've succeeded in convincing other governments to sanction, ban, or otherwise limit the ability of Hamas and Hezbollah particularly to access funding and move people and materiel. Second, we use a variety of sanctions to constrain Iran's own finances and support networks. For example, the Biden administration recently sanctioned individuals who were part of a criminal network directed by Iran's Ministry of Intelligence and Security that attempted to assassinate U.S.-based opponents of the Iranian regime.
Third, said Ambassador Richard, the United States helps build the counterterrorism capabilities of our allies and partners.
We've provided new technologies and training to improve their border security and have expanded our information sharing and global watch listing. And fourth, we expose and counter Iranian disinformation campaigns aimed at undermining the United States and inspiring attacks against us and our personnel and installations around the world.
These and other efforts help us identify and neutralize the terrorist threats before they reach our borders, said Ambassador Richard. Because of what's at stake, she declared, our counter-Iran efforts will endure as long as this threat endures.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.